It is Artbeat. We're going to be talking about all things arts and culture until 12 o'clock this morning. We are joined by one of the latest inductees to the Women's Hall of Fame. Leslie Murray is an Anawan woman from Urala, New South Wales, who has been in WA for nearly 30 years. So she is definitely one for the WA Women's Hall of Fame. She's raised her four children here. She has worked for Best Start in Armidale and Langford, and she is a celebrated artist as well. Leslie joins us to share her experiences of bringing art to Aboriginal communities in WA. Hi, Leslie.
Hi. Hi, Beck.
So nice to speak to you this morning. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. It's a real honour, and I'm just happy to... It's like almost faint moment when it was announced. It's just wonderful.
I mean, you look absolutely just so pleased with yourself in the photos of you being inducted, and so happy to be surrounded by amazing women, and just...
Yep.
Very beautiful in your get-up.
Oh, thank you so much. I couldn't believe the photo. I'm sitting in the middle with the wonderful women. It's just awesome. A real honour, and to be acknowledged for my art, my contribution to arts in Western Australia and around Australia. It's just, you know, I'm normally the quiet one. Yes, I lead the art, but I normally give the accolades to everyone else. This is just wonderful.
You're someone who likes to build up other people, the people around you.
Yes, yes. I always believe in my dear sister girl who's passed. Never leave anyone behind. If anyone wants to come on the journey with you, with art and improving their mental health as well, don't leave them behind. And if I can, even though I've had several strokes, I will do my best. Yeah.
Leslie, that means that, you know, it's not only your art and your work that you're being acknowledged for, but all these other people whose lives have been changed through your presence in them. You are program coordinator, you've worked as program coordinator for Best Start in Armidale and Langford. Yeah. Tell me about this program and why it's so important.
This program was brought about because of the Royal Commission Death in Custody.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about improving the school readiness of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. And 2003, I was honoured to become Armidale's Best Art Coordinator, and then it was under Child Protection at the time, later to Department of Communities, and then I branched out and established it at Langford Aboriginal Association. It's no longer going, the government ceased it in 2016, but there are other programs running like KindyLink and everything to ensure that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and their families aren't disadvantaged in the school system.
So that kids are ready for school.
Get them ready for school so they're not behind the eight ball. And that's what I tried to do as a coordinator for about 11 years. And then I became the senior officer that used to encourage and build up new Best Art coordinators around the state, and helped establish some universal access workshop Best Arts in Mullawar and South Lakes. So even though the Best Art program's no longer running, they all transition to, you know, schools and kindy, a service called KindyLink now.
Leslie, instrumental to your work in these programs preparing children for school is the belief that art is transformative and healing. Tell me, how did you first discover this power of art to heal trauma, to empower young people?
So I think differently. I have this creative brain. How can I make a difference? Like, there's lots of other good work and people out there doing things, but where's my point of difference? And I knew it was connect young people, families, anyone to the power and the power of art and how it can free your mind up of the everyday stresses of life. So for me, I found that was when I was 5 years old and I could just melt into painting at my grandparents' house, and it was something I was good at because I was never good at sports or anything because we focus so much on sports and that, which is good, but back then there wasn't enough focus on art, and it was the only way I felt I belonged was doing my painting and drawing, and so that's how I bring that into my work. And I feel, well, Aboriginal art leads away in Australia, you know, especially in tourism and everything. And from a very early age, and I've always used art and that creative side of me, working for government, working for the non-government sector, and, you know, I even was the first Aboriginal program manager for the Act Belong Commit campaign with Curtin University. So we established their very first Aboriginal message about keeping mentally healthy in Aboriginal communities in Roebourne, and the wonderful community of Roebourne, their elders, their families, their children, you know, they worked with me, they trusted me, and we established the Standing Strong Together, which the campaign still uses today.
If you've just tuned in, we are speaking with the latest induction into the WA Women's Hall of Fame, Leslie Murray. Leslie, your work is hanging in galleries all across Australia and internationally as well. What was the first gallery to approach you and ask to see your art hanging on their wall?
It was the National Gallery of Australia in Canberra. I was in my second year of university at the Centre for the Arts in Tasmania at the time, and I was doing a body of work to celebrate my grandfather, who served in the Second World War. He was one of the first Aboriginal people in his area, Yooralla, New South Wales, to enlist in the war. And the piece is called Black Soldier. It's a lino cut print, and the National Gallery in Canberra saw the value in that piece, and they bought it, and so did the Australian War Memorial. So it's a limited edition original print, Black Soldier. And, yeah.
I mean, you didn't muck around. You went straight for the top, right? Like, you were like...
I went for the top, and I wanted to make a political statement. There was nothing going on at that time. We're talking about 1994, and not long after my pop passed, and William Murray, and he... very dear to me. He encouraged my art. But there was nothing happening at the time to acknowledge Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander servicemen and women who fought in our wars, not in the frontier wars, you know, in the Boer War, you know, first and second, all wars up until today, hopefully no more. So I created Black Soldier based on his war photo, you know, where they're wearing the slouch hat and everything. And I just wanted to acknowledge him and help with my healing from his loss, and to acknowledge our Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander servicemen and women.
Because when the only representation of soldiers fighting on behalf of Australia that you see are white men, it's very easy to assume that there were no Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander soldiers involved in those wars. So
yep.
You were bringing these people to life and bringing these people into the national consciousness.
I was. And since then, it was also around the same time that the Australian government decided for the very first time to award, you know, First Nations men and women who fought for the war, to give them their war medals. You know, they went and fought for their country. They wanted to fight with their country. And they fought alongside non-Aboriginal people, and they become comrades, because you're going to become... There's no racism. There's comrades. You're there fighting for your life, fighting for your country. I'm sorry, with my stroke, I get a bit disconnect.
No, that's fine. It sounds like you're going to talk about the way that those soldiers were treated when they arrived home.
Oh, yes. So when they come home, so, you know, they fought for their country, and they thought they were going to... They were doing it to help their families back home and communities. And they thought when they come back that it would be better. It could be better.
Yeah.
But they weren't treated the same. Like, they weren't given any payments from government. They weren't given any land or anything like the other soldiers were. You know, and they've come back to be put on reserves and missions and part of the Aborigines Protection Act, you know, with no rights. You know, you had to get permission to even leave and to even find a job. And then, you know, they stole the children, and we have what we call now the stolen generations. So it was very disheartening. But, and my grandfather, he was one of those men. He had to have his family, they were put on the mission in Yooralla, which was called West End. And you know, he had to try and find work, and the only way he could do that was get citizenship papers. So in your own country, you had to apply for citizenship papers.
So having this print of your grandfather as he was as a soldier hanging in the National Gallery is more than just that like fuzzy feeling that you get when your work is acknowledged. Was the representation of the lives that had fought in these wars, and it's kind of an acknowledgement from this massive institution that yes, they were there, and yes, they exist,
and they were strong, and they you know, a lot of the obvious, you know, we have to keep their legacy and memories going and acknowledge the Anzacs as well, you know. Yeah.
Leslie, it's such a joy to speak to you this morning. Thank you so much for chatting with me. Congratulations again on your induction into the WA Women's Hall of Fame. I look forward to meeting you sometime in person.
That would be great. And, you know, I have Instagram, Leslie Murray Aboriginal Art, and I also started an Aboriginal art group at the old Sister Kate's Bienenenquirt Institute that unfortunately the Uniting Church forced us out. Sorry, a bit political here, but we're trying to keep that site and keep our art and culture and our connection to country going on that site.
Sister Kate's Children's Home the previous name for it. It's in Queen's Park. And yeah. Leslie has started an Aboriginal art group there. Unfortunately, remaining there is at risk at the moment.
Yep. Yeah, we're occupying it, but I keep the art going on a Thursday if anyone is interested. And, you know, because that's sacred. Even though it's a site of trauma with a stolen generation, but a lot of the descendants of Sister Kate's Children's Home have come for help, come to do art and healing. And we even got contracts with Rio Tinto, City of Canning and ECU and that to do art and healing because of, see, I went there 3 years ago to help with my stroke recovery.
Mm.
Back then I couldn't even remember what medication to take, and I ended up leading a wonderful, successful art group.
Yeah, now you're running the group. It's called Benanning Quote Institute now, and you can go and join in Leslie's group on a Thursday. Yes. Leslie, thank you once again for joining us on Artbeat today.
Oh, it's a privilege and an honour. Thank you for having me.
Leslie Murray talking about her experiences as an Aboriginal artist in WA.